Expanding into Chin State. One of the first areas to receive special pioneers was Chin State, a mountainous region bordering Bangladesh and India. This area is home to many professed Christians, a legacy of Baptist missionaries of the British colonial period. Thus, most Chin people hold the Bible and Bible teachers in high regard. Toward the end of 1966, Lal Chana, a former soldier but now a special pioneer, arrived in Phalam, then the largest town in Chin State. There he was joined by Denston and Pramila O'Neill and Than Tum, another former soldier who had recently been baptized. These zealous workers located several interested families and soon established a small but active congregation. The following year, Than Tum moved to Hakka, a town south of Phalam, where he started pioneering and established a small group. He later went on to preach throughout Chin State and helped to establish congregations in Vana and Sirkwa, as well as in Gango and other areas. Today, 45 years later, Than Tum remains active as a special pioneer in his home village, Vana. When Than Tum left Hakka, Donald Dewar, a 20-year-old special pioneer, took his place. Because Donald's parents, Frank and Lily, formerly Lily May, Dewar, had recently been deported, Donald's 18-year-old brother Samuel joined him there. "We lived in a small tin hut that was stifling in summer and freezing in winter," says Donald. "Yet I found that loneliness was a greater challenge. I regularly worked alone in service and could barely speak the local language, Hakka Chin. Only Samuel and I and one or two other publishers attended the meetings. Gradually, I became depressed and even gave thought to leaving my assignment. About that time, I read a stirring yearbook account about our brothers in Malawi staying faithful under brutal persecution. I asked myself, if I can't bear loneliness, how would I endure persecution? I poured out my concerns to Jehovah in prayer and started to feel relief. I also gained strength from reading and meditating on the Bible and on articles in the Watchtower. When I received a surprise visit from Morris Raj and Denston O'Neill, I felt as if I were seeing two angels. Slowly but surely, I regained my joy." Later, while serving as a traveling overseer, Donald drew on his experience to encourage other isolated witnesses. His efforts in Hakka also bore fruit. Hakka now boasts a thriving congregation and regularly hosts Christian assemblies and conventions. Two of the publishers who attended meetings in Hakka, Johnson Lalvang and Daniel Sung Kar, became zealous special pioneers who helped spread the good news throughout much of Chin State. Walking up mountains. Chin State lies 3,000 to 6,000 feet above sea level, with some peaks soaring up to 10,000 feet. Many mountains are covered with dense forests, filled with towering teaks, stately conifers, colorful rhododendrons, and exquisite orchids. The terrain is wild and majestic, and makes for rough travel. Towns in the region are linked by winding dirt roads that are barely passable when wet and often severed by landslides. Many remote villages are accessible only on foot. These obstacles, however, have not deterred Jehovah's servants, who are determined to reach as many people as possible with the good news. A.A. Thi, who served with her husband in the circuit work in Chin State, relates, "I grew up in the flat Ayawadi Delta and was awestruck by the beautiful Chin Hills. I hiked up my first mountain with gusto, only to collapse out of breath at the top of the hill. Several hills later, I was so exhausted that I thought I would die. Eventually, I learned how to walk up mountains, by taking my time and conserving my strength. Soon I could walk up to 20 miles a day on journeys lasting 6 days or more." Over the years, the brothers in Chin State have used various forms of transport, including mule, horse, bicycle, and only recently motorbike, passenger truck, and four-wheel drive vehicle. But mostly, they walk. To reach the villages surrounding Matupi, for example, special pioneers Jia Win and David Zama trudged countless miles up and down mountains. In order to attend Christian conventions in Hakka, over 170 miles away, the Matupi congregation walked for 6 to 8 days going there and 6 to 8 days coming back. Along the way, they sang kingdom songs that echoed through the picturesque hills. Those grueling journeys exposed the brothers not only to harsh mountain weather, but to swarms of mosquitoes and all kinds of creepy crawlies, especially during the rainy season. While walking through the forest, I saw leeches crawling up my legs, relates Mien Luin, a circuit overseer. When I tore them off, two more climbed up. I jumped onto a fallen tree, but swarms of leeches started crawling up the log. Terrified, I sprinted through the forest. When I finally reached the road, I was covered with leeches. However, travelers in Chin State braved more than leeches. Myanmar also has wild boars, bears, leopards, tigers, and according to some sources, a greater variety of venomous snakes than any other country in the world. When hiking between congregations in Chin State, District Overseer Gumja Na and his wife Nan Lu built a ring of fires at night to keep wild animals at bay. Those tireless evangelizers left a lasting legacy. They served Jehovah with all of their strength, says Morris Raj. Even after they left Chin State, they were willing to return. Their efforts truly glorified Jehovah. Today, despite being one of the most sparsely populated regions in the country, Chin State has 7 congregations and several isolated groups.